I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You or Draylor? Yeah. Yeah.
Neo. Yeah. They want to know. Hey.
Neo.
Hey.
Neo.
Come on. Come on.
Hey. I want to be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And Brie Larson is joining the Fast family.
I can't think of anyone less...
Fast, who, less fast and less furious than Brie Larson?
Literally, she's the opposite. I mean, I know that she plays a superhero, but when I think of Brie Larson, I don't think of fast or furious.
When I think of Brie Larson, I don't think of anything remotely resembling high octane.
Yeah, there's no danger involved there, really. But it is interesting because it is Fast and Furious. There is a heartwarming, family-friendly vibe about that series, even though it's about like driving fast cars dangerously.
Yeah, but the thing is, when people get...
It's almost like family ties meets, not family, you know what I mean? It's almost like, you know, Full House meets car.
Well, they have these, when they throw new people in the middle of the franchise, not the OGs, but like when they threw in The Rock, it was like, okay, that makes sense.
Right.
I get The Rock. Like, The Rock has an action vibe. As like, oh, she's starting to make her name for herself as like, occasionally a side hustle is being like a really intimidating action villain or action like woman. Brie Larson, I know she did Captain Marvel, but like, this is very peculiar to me.
Also, we're trying to end this series. We're on movie number like 14. We can't just
bring
Brie Larson in there.
She's going to be on 10.
We can't just enter Brie Larson. Vin Diesel's like begging The Rock to make an appearance, and then Brie Larson's like, hello. Hello.
Excited doesn't even begin to explain how I feel about joining the Fast family. Handshake emoji. Car emoji. Thank you for welcoming me in with so much kindness and excitement, Vin Diesel. Can't wait to share more when I can.
And he wrote, yeah, yeah, yeah. You see this angel on my shoulder cracking me up. You say to yourself, that's Captain Marvel. Clearly there is love and laughter in this image. What you don't see, however, is the character you'll be introduced to in Fast 10. You have no idea how timeless and amazing she will be. Timeless in our mythology. Beyond her beauty, her intellect, her Oscar, ha ha. Okay, fair. Is this profound soul who will add something you might not have expected but yearned for? Okay, Vin Diesel, like, is... Vin Diesel has a way.
Welcome to the family, Brie. That's my stomach.
Wild.
My stomach in the middle of a cheese board. Welcome to the family, Brie. So weird. Fast and Furious 10, pre-production. The other new people in here, Jason Momoa makes sense.
Any, like, big guy, right. Like, any, like, if, like, Channing Tatum, I'd be like, he just got another big guy. Like, where are the big guys? You know what I mean? The Harry Potter, Hagrid, or what's his
name? Hagrid?
Like, he's a big guy.
You think Hagrid's coming to this?
No, he's not, but I'm just thinking of other big guys. The guy who played in the Game of Thrones guy. That guy's huge. The big guy.
The he played really the wall. Big guy. The wall is only leading me to the wall in the north. Oh, the mountain.
The mountain. I'm sorry. What's the
Oh, difference? His name is literally Thor. Thor Bjornsson. Well, his nickname
Thank
is literally
you.
Thor.
Thank you. Okay,
yeah,
sorry,
he was big.
Not the wall, the mountain. I was close.
That's one of the bigger guys.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's one of the bigger guys, I think.
That's what I'm saying. If they added the mountain to Fast and Furious, I'd be like, makes sense. We got another big guy in here. Like, we need, like, that's perfect. How is he going to fit in the car? That will be the challenge. Okay. Brie Larson, she'll fit in the car.
She'll fit in the car. We can't expect much from Brie Larson, but she will fit in the car. So that's good.
Brie Larson rolling up in one of those like really ugly late aughts VW Beetle reboots that they had with the flower in the dash being like, that's hello.
Straight out of the Mandy Moore Candy music video,
Thank
you know?
You.
A 2002 Volkswagen Beetle was what, you're right.
Right? Like not a vintage one, like the rebooted version, the Apple
My dashboard
version.
Glows orange.
Yeah.
Didn't the Jettas glow orange? I always thought that was so cool. My friends who had Jettas, I was like, there's no car better than this.
I was just talking about people who had Jettas when we were in high school. They were all bitches. It's like crazy. If you had a Jetta in high school, you were a bitch. That's like true. Can you disagree? I was just telling Joel that.
I just can't. One of my best friends had a Jetta, but she was occasionally a huge bitch. But, like, that's great.
I don't make the rules.
I'm in tears. Oh, my God. I love those. Oh, like 2002, 2003 Jettas. Oh, my God. I didn't think it got better than that. It got better than that.
Me, I drove my parents' old Volvo until it died. And then guess who got the new Volkswagen Jetta leased? My little brother. Little bitch.
Bitch. Little bitch.
Little bitch. Little bitch. I never got little to touch brother. It. I had to go to college.
Brooklyn Beckham got a $500,000 Jaguar, so...
Brooklyn Beckham married a bitch. Canonically. Was this the wedding of the season? Was this the wedding of the century? Like, what's going on here?
I was texting this to you and Timmy last night, but this is like... This is literally alchemy. This is what alchemy is. That we are talking about this, that the Daily Mail wrote as many articles about this, that they got on the cover of Vogue. I understand.
Saying alchemy, like, you don't believe, like, it doesn't deserve.
It doesn't deserve this.
You're saying something wicked happened to create the interest in this wedding. It is a wicked,
wicked deals,
force.
Wicked yeah. spells, wicked yes. relationships.
Potions.
Wicked pills and potions all over the place, okay?
Pills and potions.
Pills and potions.
Pills and potions.
Okay, got it. So you're saying this is devious, this is dark-sided, this is evil,
I'm trying
this
to
is malicious.
It's all of those things, okay? The thing about this, though, that's driving me a little crazy is that I understand that it's notable when the child of a famous person gets married, I guess. I do understand, like, that's part of my job, to understand that that is just a simple truth.
You don't but have like, to, like, reckon with your own...
Because I'm sort of like, why do we care? Well, I'm turning into the version of a person that we hate, which is like, who cares? I don't get it. And like, I would never say
no,
that
I get,
because I understand the way the media ecosystem works, the celebrity ecosystem works.
You're not gonna act flabbergasted
no.
that people are covering. But I think we've never but, said, why is this being covered? You're saying, why is this being covered in
like
45
this.
Different articles about who was there, who this, that. Like, it's being covered in a way that makes it seem breathless. In a way that wasn't even anticipated by us.
It's being covered in a way that makes me feel, I'm going to say it, gaslit, where I'm just like, don't pretend like you ever cared about this. You
I
know,
mean, they
like
got the exclusive in Brooklyn. And, oh my
British
God,
Vogue.
In British Vogue.
Brooklyn
so
Vogue.
Like, it is. That doesn't surprise me at all because Victoria Beckham obviously is like a big, it makes sense for Victoria Beckham's firstborn to have a place in British Vogue.
Yeah.
But it is like the way that the Daily Mail kind of sucked up to the entire thing is very interesting. The question for you that I have is, do you think the interest is there? I know we care. We care about all this bullshit. But does anyone else really care?
I really think the answer is no. I think people care about, I think it's like, it's hard to make this, every time we talk about celebrities from other countries, it's difficult. Like, I do believe I feel like I can understand Victoria Beckham and Brooke and David Beckham as like immensely famous, you know, in their homeland.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to reckon with the fact that like, okay, they're really famous. So I guess it makes sense that we care about their kids, but I'm pretty sure we don't actually care about Brooklyn. So this is really about David. This is about Bex and Posh, right? But even then, even knowing that, I still think it's too much attention. It's too much prestige, glossy, wow, aren't you so blown away by this? It's royal wedding adjacent, you know?
Well, that's what I'm like. I'm thinking like maybe the mix of like the amount of money involved and the celebrity is what boosted it to the next level. Because it's like, yes.
It would be one thing if Brooklyn Beckham married a superstar from another country who was like a very famous actor, singer, model, something like that. Nicola Peltz is not an icon, to put it bluntly.
But,
you know?
Okay, but to play devil's advocate here, I don't know. I know the devil's now been involved deeply in this whole scenario, mm-hmm. but still here. Is she's so rich that part of this, you know how the Daily Mail sometimes just covers rich people's weddings. They love like a wealthy, you know, they love
or
a,
Vogue does.
They love an
Vogue
heir or too. Heiress. Vogue does too, but I'm thinking of Daily Mail because I was just reading about some other like rich person's fantasy wedding. Mm-hmm. Like they like something that's truly expensive. So like it it kind of makes sense on both of those levels. Also, maybe the reason why they're going overboard is because they had so much access via paparazzi. And they said, you know what? Let's just go for it.
Let's just publish every photo that we get. And we will get so many.
Let's publish like all these weird, bad drone photos of Melanie B, you know, like, mm-hmm. or Melanie C or whoever.
Well, the first photo, I believe it was the first photo.
And there were some A-listers there.
But that's the thing. I was going to say that I completely forgot to. It would also be another thing if it were the event of the season. But plenty of people kind of famously at this point said, I can't go to this. You know, like even the other Spice Girls were like, I can't go to this. Only two of them went.
Well, some did.
Only Mel C, only Scary and Sporty went. Ginger and Baby said, Baby just said, I can't go and didn't explain why. Ginger said, I'm going to Australia to be with my husband. So we didn't get the Spice Girls reunion that
were
promised. That's
kind of actually rude. Ginger's like a British, like a socialite now.
Ginger said, I'm going to Australia because her husband was going to be doing the Australian Grand Prix. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, a source told The Sun, quote, Jerry has been accompanying Christian where possible on all his work trips. They're hoping to get some downtime too. Baby just said, Baby posted a photo of like her and Posh or something on Instagram and said, these two beautiful souls. Oh no, she posted a photo of Brooklyn and Nicola. These two beautiful souls are getting married today. I'm sorry I couldn't make it there to celebrate you both. We love you all very much. That's it. But we don't say like, oh, I had a doctor's appointment. I had to wash my hair. I had to go to like Sydney. You know, there's no explanation. She's just, which is honestly like expert move on Emma's part, Emma Bunton's part. She's just like, couldn't make it. Love y'all. Bye.
Jerry didn't say shit. I have to say she can't even get her Spice Girlies to show up to the wedding of the season. It must have not been such a
Scary and Sporty
wedding.
Were there. Good for Scary and Sporty. Both
Who
Mels.
Else was there?
Both Mels.
Wasn't Eva Longoria there?
Eva Longoria was there. Well, that's the other thing. There wasn't like, it wasn't a huge A-list affair. There were definitely famous people there. But
Gordon Ramsay.
The most famous person, daughter. I think, the most famous American person was definitely Serena Williams. Part the reason I know Serena was because Serena was photographed with Daniel Blasberg, and Page Six identified him as Alexis Ohanian, her husband.
It's not is his name is it Derek
Blasberg? Derek Blasberg. Daniel Blasberg.
Like, what did
Derek
you say?
Derek Blasberg.
I would say he was the least famous person there was Derek Blasberg, mm-hmm. but he's everywhere. So he's everywhere. Like, you know who was also there? Jonathan Jeban.
I saw that.
You know who was also there? Fat Tony. Do you know who Fat Tony is? DJ Fat Tony.
Yeah, DJ Fat Tony. Yeah.
Sometimes I love my job. DJ Fat Tony is joined by partner Stavros Agapew, as he provides the music at Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz's wedding reception. They got their own Daily Mail article. Like, that's how crazy this is. A guy named DJ Fat Tony got his own Daily Mail article with his partner because he just was at Brooklyn Beckham's wedding.
Timmy compiled every single, which is, you know, God bless him, every single Daily Mail headline about the wedding, not the lead up to the wedding, but about the wedding itself. And there were, at the time of recording, 24. That's 24 in about 36 hours.
Every single article about this wedding involves a timeline of their romance and copy and pasted the same exact, like, at the ceremony ended at 6:30 p.m., although Jewish weddings on a Saturday, the Sabbath, strictly speaking, should not be conducted until the sun has gone down. Sundown is 8 p.m. in Palm Beach. They, like, scolded them for doing it wrong, according to Jewish tradition, which I would argue, I'm not sure they're worried about Jewish tradition in that way, but respect.
But they do bring up her Jewish heritage. It's always like her quote unquote Jewish heritage in every single story about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're reminding you she's Jewish. Yeah. It seems like Serena was maybe the biggest star.
I think Serena was the biggest star. And Serena was also in like one of the most easy to spot outfits too. She wore like a fuchsia, pink. Like a hot pink. And so she stood out among like all the boring people who were there.
I'm kind of surprised that, you know, Nicola Peltz, I feel like, was or is friends with other, like, famous girlies. I'm just surprised that none of them, you know, showed up that we know, you know what I mean?
I don't know that I can, off the top of my head, name Nicola Peltz's famous friends. But isn't it weird? So let's read some of these. Here's a description from the Daily Mail. The friends who then joined the young couple on the dance floor reflected Brooklyn and Nicola's respective showbiz worlds, as well as famous members of the Beckham family's inner circle. Gordon Ramsay was also there. Mark Anthony took over the DJ decks. There were Hollywood heavyweights, including actors Rashida Jones, Kiernan Shipka. Yeah, Mark Anthony was there. Kiernan Shipka, Michael Bay, M. Night Shyamalan. This is parents' invites.
Wait. These are M. Night Shyamalan was there?
M. Night Shyamalan, Michael Bay, Natalia Bryant, and yeah, that's it, Natalia Bryant.
Oh my God, remember when you were on SNL, we were like, where's Michael Bay? He was in Miami at Brooklyn Beckham's wedding.
He was in Miami. Yeah.
I think these are a lot of Miami-based celebrities. Like, now that you're saying it, like, it kind of makes sense. Like, Eva Longoria, Mark Anthony, Jonathan Cheban.
Jonathan Cheban is. Rashida Jones is it? Kieran and Shipka. Kieran and Shipka's loves an event, though. Kieran and Shipka loves going to a friend's event.
I was going to say, why is Kieran and Shipka there? Was she just, like, free, available? Like, what? Was she cast?
She's got a lot of friends. Kieran and Shipka has a lot of friends. But I guess it could be one of those things where, oh, you're in Miami. There's a wedding happening. Are you coming? Can you get in? Yeah, Brooklyn's getting married. Mm-hmm.
Right, and Kiernan's like, I can get into that, no problem.
This seems like it's not tough to get into.
You naming them makes it feel very loosey-goosey in terms of like...
Thing I thought was funny, there were three at least credited musical acts, two Who's and one them. I did notice that they... What did it... Thank you for the most beautiful weekend of my life. That's Nicola Peltz's first Instagram of the event with the professional photos. You're the wind beneath my wings. She's thanking her father, the billionaire. So it's like, thanks for paying for all this, daddy.
You're the cash beneath my Jaguar hood or whatever.
Wind beneath my wings. Well, the Jaguar came from David. David
sure,
bought
the
Jaguar.
You're the funding beneath my 401k forever or something. you're the trust
beneath my fund.
Right. You're the cashier's check. beneath my new house or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. You're the guarantor beneath my
yes.
all cash deal or whatever. I don't know.
Guarantor my ass. He's just paying.
I know. He paid for the whole thing. Okay. We already did the Spice Girls mini reunion. What was funny is that for so long, it was rumored that they were all going to be there. And there was a lot of hype coming up to it. It's like, there's going to be a reunion. There's going to be a Spice Girls reunion. There's going to be a Spice Girls reunion. Then people started dropping like flies in the week leading up to the wedding. But since two of them came, as we said, the headlines that came from that were, they got a mini reunion. They got a mini Spice Girls reunion.
Yeah, it's not happening.
They just renamed it.
It's funny to me that this wedding was not only supposed to have a Spice Girls reunion, aka all of them show up and do nothing. So it's not even like a good
reunion.
It's just like, they're all in the same place.
They're not
going to
sing.
Which is like... fine, but the other thing that cracked me up was that there were all these rumors that like Prince Harry was coming to this wedding, that
and Meghan.
That Kate Middleton was coming to this wedding, like that, and you know, any of the royal family that the Beckhams have so, you know, been so tight with over the years were going to come. It's like they're not coming. They're not coming to Miami.
The Daily Mail says that Kate and William literally were invited and RSVP'd no. They said that their source claims that the invitation came to them and they said, no, we don't have that Daily Mail sourcing that Harry and Meghan were invited for some reason. But the Kate William invitation is apparently legit. They said, no, can't go. RSVP, no.
It's just like the
please RSVP at your convenience at thenot.com/Brooklyn/Nicola. Brooklyn-Nicola.
The like lead up to it. The wedding's impressive, I guess, but it's just funny that like so many rumors about who was going to be there, they just weren't there. So it's like, I don't know, 25, 27 Daily Mail articles later, here we are, you know?
That's why not everyone could go to Brooklyn and Nicola's wedding, because Ryan Cabrera was getting married on the same day.
On the same day. Is it the exact same day?
I think so. It must have been.
Or the same weekend.
April 9th. Yeah, same day.
The same day. In Miami, Brooklyn Beckham was getting married. The other two Spice Girls happened to be at Ryan Cabrera's wedding to WWE star Alexa Bliss.
In Kempa Villa in Palm Desert, California.
Ryan Cabrera is the singer who wrote the iconic song On the Way Down, but he's more iconic for dating Ashley Simpson and being on the Ashley Simpson show.
He's more iconic for having that hair, a version of which he still keeps.
And
to this
it's
day.
It's kind of unbelievable that his hair is the exact same hair. Like, I'm impressed with the heft and the weft. Weft? Yes. I'm impressed with like the texture. I'm impressed the hair is still very much the same look, because everything from the hair down looks very different.
He toned the hair down, but not by much. You know, like right. It's definitely not the same as it was, but it's close. And it's 20 years later. People used what could only be described as the obvious lead. Ryan Cabrera and Alexa Bliss have officially walked, quote, on the way down the aisle.
Wait, what? That's not obvious. That's awful. That doesn't even make any sense.
Going to strong arm on the way down into your story about Ryan Cabrera's wedding, it has to be somehow related to a down
Ryan
the aisle
Cabrera
phrase.
And Alexa Bliss have officially walked on the way down
the aisle.
The aisle. No, that's not how it works.
It's definitely a first draft, but I can't really think of an edit.
No, I would be like, Ryan Cabrera's on the way down the aisle. Ryan Cabrera's on the way down the aisle, the wedding aisle. He's marrying Alexa Bliss. Like, there's a way to make it more sense.
Present tense, but present tense doesn't make sense after the wedding happens. Because if you say he's on the way down the aisle, that's not true because he's already been down the aisle.
In my article, I'm describing what happened the day of his wedding. And on the day of his wedding, he was on the way down the aisle. I would love to hear your suggestion.
I think it's this. Ryan Cabrera and Alexa Bliss have officially walked on the way down the aisle.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think it's the only way to like effectively make it past tense. It's going to be clunky no matter what. The couple sat down with people to give all the details on their wedding, which Bliss described as, quote, very non-traditional and, quote, rock star themed. I don't really see much in the way of things that are non-traditional or rock star, but
if you have people exclusive photos of your wedding, it's not non-traditional.
People who couldn't come, other WWE wrestlers, Nikki and Brie Bella, because they were at the Kids' Choice Awards.
They chose. In contrast with the serene surroundings of the estate was a giant light-up welcome to the shit show. And hot pink carpet. Oh, it's like a sign that said, welcome to the show. And
yeah,
a hot
like
pink
a neon
carpet that greeted their 360 count, oh my God, guest list. That's, which Cabrera says he weeded down from 608. Okay, we got a full play-by-play of this. As the guests arrived, they were able to pour their own glass of Campo Viejo Cava champagne from the bubble tap trailer as they soaked in the acoustic sounds of Tyler Ward and harpist Lexi Lowell.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, she's kind of more famous than him, Alexa Bliss, because she's like
for
pretty
sure
big in wrestling, and
I think
he's
absolutely
like not even that, and he's not big in music. He's just a millennial figure.
Mm-hmm. I think
like,
for
we're
sure
kind of
she's
making
more
it
famous.
Seem like he's the one, but honestly, she's the one.
Mm-hmm.
As for their guests, the couple told them the dress code was, "What would Harry Styles do? You know what Harry Styles would do at this wedding?
Not go,
not come, yeah,
not go."
He also had a reunion of sorts that happened in the middle of the wedding. But
it was also a mini reunion, but it at least resulted in music, like an actual like reunion.
At least, I mean, I'll take
they
the
sang.
Spice Girls showing up and not talking to each other over what happened at Ryan Cabrera's wedding, which is that the three loser NSYNC guys got up on stage and threw on Bye 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 and did a little move.
The four loser NSYNC guys.
Three.
Oh, it was just... Oh, JC wasn't there either. Why did I think JC was there? Oh my God, that's... Oh God. I thought too highly of JC. He wasn't there either.
Three.
So it was Chris, Joey, and Lance.
Yes, only three were there. They got up on stage. They did a little Bye 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 moment. It's just funny because the headline that I saw about this was just that they reunited without Justin. So I thought four, and I was like, okay, four is actually noteworthy. Three is not even worth the headline.
Well, they did. They did actually sing. They sang Bye 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 badly in front of people. I mean, this is very like the almost the after party of the wedding. Like the guest list has already dwindled by this point. Like,
would you rather...
Oh, no. I know what this question is going to be.
Four-fifths of Bye 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 get up and sing at... You cannot choose which four-fifths. Four-fifths of NSYNC sing or the Spice Girls reunite but don't sing at your wedding.
Oh. God, do I just want the presence of the Spice Girls or the presence plus the singing of the lesser... No, it's Spice Girls. Oh, my God. That's so easy. Why am I acting like that's hard? It's Spice Girls, for sure. Like, waiting behind Sporty at, like, the buffet line. This brisket looks so good, right?
There's almost something like even more depressing about only like 3/5 of the band perform, like
yeah,
of the lesser.
You didn't even get a good rendition of the song. I'm sure if I had been there in the moment, it would have been exciting.
As Cabrera stated to People, this was not a normal wedding. Instead of a chicken and steak dinner, the couple opted to pack the reception with 5 branded alcohol bars and some snacks. Oh my God. That's dangerous.
So there was Patron, Amass Gin, Absolut Vodka, Jameson Whiskey, and wine featuring Nikki and Brie Bella's wine, which we've heard is good wine.
Who were not even there.
That's an expert move because they made money off of this event.
Dinner consisted of 2 food trucks, no assigned seating for 300 guests, and no wedding cake. Instead, they sabered a bottle of champagne.
I can't believe Brie and Nikki Bella didn't go to this wedding and they still made money selling wine to it.
Set wine. Maybe it was free. Maybe it was a gift.
Even if it was free, that's free marketing.
Now I understand that there was, because there was no food and lots of booze, I get why 3/5 of NSYNC got on scene.
You guys ready to sing? Here we go. I'm giving up, I know for sure. I don't want to be the reason for your love no more.
Other weddings that happened, Christina Hock and
secret though.
Josh
secret,
Hall
secret.
Got secretly married within the last 6 months. So is that exciting news? In the last 6 months, they got married. And the reason we know this definitively is because her real estate license has been updated to have her new husband's name on it.
Absolutely mind-boggling information.
Yeah, so I don't know. She is officially Christina Hall in the state of California Department of Real Estate. But it doesn't say when it was changed. Anytime in the last 6 months, though. That's
funny
all
because we know. They secretly got married, but she very publicly just signed on to do a show with him on HGTV where they like renovate a house together. Like he's going to be on TV with her. So like it's not quite like a secret situation here.
This is the one with set in Nashville, right? Yes.
Right, because she bought like a fixer-upper in Nashville and now they're working on it on television. It's so stupid. It's called Christina in the Country.
I know, because she has Christina on the coast and now she has Christina in the Country, which
that
is
going to
be a six-episode thing.
Send this woman to the actual country. Like, fuck that.
You know what? This is the reason this has all been secret is because she is so in bed with HGTV at this point that like this wedding is going to be part of this special or part of another special. You know, like she has to save up the hype to hype up the show instead, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
She's putting some of it on HGTV, I think. She has to. This naming convention is also infuriating. Christina in the Country, Christina on the Coast. I can't wait for the other ones. As we found out, her husband is on Instagram. He has 34,000 followers and has a pretty funny username. I am the real official nobody. That's pretty good. Makes me kind of like him. I think he has a sense of humor.
Didn't they meet like doing drugs? Like he's fine.
Like licking toes.
She's the one who's not fine. Like she's the one who's going to definitely find a way to make this uncomfortable for all of us. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe she just like met this guy, married him, and now they're starring on a show together. Like everything is copy, as Nora says. Like it really is. Everything is copy. That is bad.
And you know who he looks like in this photo of them hugging on October 15, 2001, his first post. Timmy says, do you think this is when they got married? Brody Jenner. There's some Brody Jenner vibes in there. Don't you see it?
I don't see it at all.
I think I'm just reaching because Christina's moving into Kristen's turf, aka Cavallari. And I'm worried. Things are not going to go well if the two of them end up at the same restaurant. Who would win in a fight? I'm talking fist fight, like physical fight. Just a real down and dirty fight. Who's winning, Christina or Kristen? Because I feel like that's close.
I'm sorry. No, Kristen will kill her.
See, that was what my gut said. But then you think about it. And I think Christina's got some fight in her, honestly. I think put Christina or Kristen in Fast and Furious 10 over Brie Larson, and you have like what you need, the high octane you need in terms of like blonde white ladies.
That, as opposed to many other women who've moved into her turf, Kristen is a little bit more wary of Christina on the coast. Sorry, Christina in the Country. She's a little more like, okay.
Go back to the coast, bitch. That will definitely be screamed somewhere on, I don't know, somewhere in front of the Ryman Auditorium.
It'll be graffitied across this new Nashville house.
Absolutely. Another wedding that happened.
Jack White proposed to his girlfriend on stage. Who is even a girlfriend? Jack White. Who cares?
Lindsay,
White Stripes?
It's Olivia Jean. That's her, that's his girlfriend. Olivia Jean.
Oh, my God.
She's a musician, and they look like they're in the Addams Family, which to me is right.
I mean, Jack White, that's always been his vibe, right?
Yeah.
Remember when people thought he was married and or a sister to his drummer, Meg White?
Meg White.
Because they had the same last name, but then people were like, no to either. But maybe they did date. See, that was always a mystery, but
they're not related at all, right?
But I think they did date briefly.
But they're not related.
Meg and Jack. Yeah. He was previously married to her. He was previously married to his White Stripes bandmate, Meg White. Okay, so they were married.
God, it's in the doc and I overlooked it. How many times have I learned and forgotten that Jack and Meg were once married?
It's one of those like trivia items that like, you know, and then you kind of forget because the White Stripes aren't like as relevant in culture as they were at one point. And people kept asking that same question. It's like, are they related? Are they married? And if the mm-hmm. answer is like, they're not married, but they were once married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she just kept his last name. Who even knows if that's not even his last name? Who knows? Then he was married to Karen Elson, who is a model. She's the redhead.
Mm-hmm.
And he has two teens. And now he's married to the woman who is opening for him on tour, a.k.a. Karen Olson. And she's got a very tall beehive and black bangs. And mm-hmm. she's looking Betty Page, very Betty Page. Mm-hmm. And it works. He's got blue hair. I don't know.
It's weird to have like goth vibes at the same time as blue hair. But that's what's going on with Jack White right now. Aging goth with blue hair. Speaking of people who were more relevant 20 years ago, Avril Lavigne is engaged to Mod Sun. And they got
this
a People exclusive.
Actually insane to me. They got this engaged. Never have two people who are like, we're punk, been less punk. They got married. They got engaged in front of the Eiffel Tower. Like, it doesn't get less punk than that.
Not even in front of the Eiffel Tower, on one of the most touristy things possible, one of those little riverboats. Those, like, touristy riverboats.
He's wearing a studded belt with his leather pants pulled down in front of the Eiffel Tower. He has a blonde
mohawk.
What do you call it?
A blonde mohawk. Floppy mohawk, yeah.
Getting engaged in front. I love that the idea that we knew that she was not actually punk. He can never be called punk again.
I woke up the next day and that shit was viral everywhere on the internet. Machine Gun Kelly kicks out. Like, everyone saw it that day. Everybody in the world fucking saw that shit. Opened up my Twitter probably a day or two after that, and it was like her fan page tweeted like, Avril Lavigne just followed Mod Sun on Instagram. And I was like, what? That's fucking crazy. So of course I go and I hit DM and I write,
hi, Icon.
She was like, yo, that shit with the windshield was like the most punk rock shit I've seen on Instagram ever. Like, good for you. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh damn. I think I wrote back like, we're gonna be friends. She was like, cool, love that. I dropped Karma, I think like 4 days later, I dropped Karma. So she like hears the song and she's like, yo.
This fucking song's awesome.
Who'd you make that song with? Me and my boy John Feldman. Just you guys, just us, yeah. We record over in Calabasas, like, come through to the studio. Oh my God, I'm like working on new music right now. Like, we definitely gotta like work.
Yo, let's all get in the studio and fuck some shit up.
Okay, we know your feelings on using On the Way Down the Aisle in a people lead, but what about this people lead? Rate this on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 okay. being the best. He was a boy, she was a girl, and they're going to get married. What do you think about that?
Oh my God.
Would
oh
you
God,
edit
that's
that?
That's awful. That's awful. Yes. Oh my God. No. Oh God. The problem with that one is that it's awful, but I couldn't even edit it. Like, the other one I have issues
I would
with
say,
because it doesn't make any sense.
I would say, he took her by the hand and took her somewhere new. He knows who she is, and she's with him. That's bad.
That's awful.
That's bad. That's bad.
He got down on one knee, and she said yes. Could they make it any more obvious?
They were in love. They went to France. Can we make it any more obvious? Because that's sort of, then you have to do a little mental legwork, you know? The day we met, I knew you were the one. Together forever till our days are done. I had a dream where I proposed in Paris. I pulled out a ring and asked you to wear it. I was on one knee as I looked in your eyes. You're too beautiful for my words to describe. I grabbed your hand and took one last breath. I said, will you marry me? And she said, yes. I love you, Avril. Mod Sun, not a great lyricist.
No, I know. It's like, isn't that your job? Like, isn't that your job?
His real name is, you can't even write something better than this. His real name is Derek Smith.
Mod Sun 35 popped the question with a custom designed heart-shaped ring. Avril Lavigne, you are, oh my God, set in royal setting with little hearts from XIV Carats in Beverly Hills. It has the word hi icon engraved in it, which were the first words he ever said to me. Hi icon. Oh my God, he literally was like, we stan.
I like it more than I am weed.
Okay, fair. And let's never forget, Avril Lavigne was previously married to Chad Kroeger of Nickelback mm-hmm. and Derek Whibley of Sum 41. Incredible history.
Oh, another Derek.
And Mod's son was last in the news. If you remember his name,
oh,
you're like,
thruple.
Why do I remember this guy? He was in a thruple briefly with Bella Thorne, who he dated for a while, and YouTuber Tana Mongeau.
I guess that's where Modson comes into the picture, Bella's boyfriend. It's funny because meeting Bella and going into it in the beginning, I felt like there was this like tension between Mod and I guess you would say, in the sense of like, obviously Bella's his girlfriend. Here I am just coming in and Bella wants me here, but like she has a whole ass boyfriend and he wasn't my boyfriend and I didn't want him to be, you know, and he didn't want me to be his girlfriend. Like, you know, it was like this weird thing of him and I like sharing her. But at the same time, after time, it became so harmonious and absolutely normal to us. After the initial part of that being weird or different, Maude and I ended up just spending so much time together. It wasn't until we got in the studio and started making music and spending hours and hours talking that I was like, damn, this is one of the most incredible people I've ever met as well.
I haven't heard that name in years, Tana Mongeau.
Years?
Months.
Maybe a year.
Which wedding would you rather go to? If we're talking about insufferable normie former punk icons, Courtney and Travis's in Las Vegas.
No.
Or okay. Whatever Avril and I know Courtney and Travis are probably going to do a real thing later on, but I guess which two people would you rather watch make it official? Avril and Modson or Courtney and Travis?
I want to go to the shit show wedding. Alexa Bliss and...
No, you're not allowed to go there. Well, you can get in. Anyone can get into that wedding. These two you have to choose.
These weddings haven't happened yet. Okay, I'd rather go to Modson Avril Lavigne's wedding because that's going
to
be
if you got invited
random.
To both and they were on the same day. You Modson and Avril?
Modson and Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Totally.
I think I agree.
Because that wouldn't be like random. Like random. Like it's so random. The other one would be like, oh, I'd have to deal with like, oh, Kim's
photos.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, this person's here. Oh, yeah. It's like this one I could just have fun. You know, just have a good time. Do you think Avril will take his last name? And do you think it'll either be Son or Smith?
Avril doesn't change things. That's the thing about Avril Lavigne. She doesn't change things.
No, she stays the exact same.
She is stuck in the year 2000.
She's stuck in the year 2000, but the culture is coming back to her. Like, if you think about it, she
waited it out.
The culture grew out of her. She stayed the same. She said, I'm just here. I'm still here. I'm with here. God, I don't even know. I can't even name like another song of hers.
I'm with you.
I'm still here. And then Travis Barker, bless his soul, brought the culture back into pop punk. Travis Barker and others. But, you know, it came back around.
This always, I've been on her Wikipedia several times over the past few months for some reason or for many reasons. And this line always makes me laugh for some reason. Her debut studio album, Let Go 2002, is the best-selling album of the 20th century by a Canadian artist. Such a good fact. It's such a good fact.
Incredible.
Can you name her? Can you remember her middle name? I think we may have talked about this before.
Avril's?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Because Avril Lavigne is on her birth certificate. Avril blank Lavigne.
Like Rebecca? Ashley?
Close. It's an R. Think about children's
Rachel?
Books.
Rachel?
Children's
Rapunzel?
Books. Rapunzel? Typically, YA books for...
Ramona.
Ramona. There you go. Avril Ramona Lavigne. Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, if I can't... Actually, you know what? Speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I got to take them off. The tour is over. Got to prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Lindsay, what quince did you get when we got some quince promo?
I got sheets.
Me too.
I got beautiful sheets. Beautiful sheets.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't. I lied. I got a duvet cover. Same thing, though.
A friend of mine reached out and said, you know how you say on the quince ad that you have 365 days for returns? I once used that feature and it was incredible. It was so easy and great. And I said, wow. That's so nice to hear, because Quince offers free shipping and 365-day returns, and that's part of one of their many offerings, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
Oh yeah, you're obsessed with the washable silk tops.
It's hard to... Washing silk is a pain in the tush.
Not from Quince. Normally. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories that can cut the cost of the middleman and pass the savings right on to me, Lindsay, and you. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love that. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order. And as she said, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/who. Enough about marriages. Let's talk about like just a couple of sort of funny relationships. Last time we talked about Andrew Garfield and Alyssa Miller was, I think, a week ago.
I cannot believe we're still talking about Andrew Garfield and his ex, Alyssa Miller. Like, how is this like even a second time?
So they were rumored to have broken up. And after they were rumored to have broken up, like a day later, I think the evening of our recording where we said, they broke up, that's funny. Never going to hear from her again. She posted a photo of the two of them in the back of a cab or in the back of a black car. I guess Oscar night or around Oscar night, both pouting for the camera, a selfie. And she posted, if you must gossip, at least use a cute photo. LOL, love you, AG Butterfly. And it was this sort of like inscrutable caption where it was like, are you back together or are you just mad about not using good photos? Like, what are you saying here? Because it honestly says nothing. And page
six, I never saw it as them back together because we talked about them breaking up.
I did.
Out and I was like, I don't think that we even need to change anything because I think that they're not back together. I think,
well,
she's
my gut
cheeky.
My gut was they're back together, and you immediately text me back like, I don't think they are. And then when I read it again, I realized, wait, why was my impulse to say they were back together? This isn't saying that at all.
I think she's just being annoying and like they're not back together at all, which is really funny that
probably
there's this update.
Yeah.
Because Andrew Garfield's quote unquote friends that are being sourced are like, it is weird that she did this or something.
My favorite thing about this story is that page six, and that is the funniest and most charming thing about page six, even though like whatever you want to say about like tabloid journalists, one of the most pleasurable parts of page six is reading a story that kind of has no purpose and that I think the bulk of their audience won't care about, but you can tell is just a personal vendetta between the writer and
yes,
a celebrity.
Yes, this is
very clearly, they were annoyed by that post and they were like, we got to get some dirt on this, because they released this exclusive Andrew Garfield's friends, quote, weirded out by ex Alyssa Miller's lovey post.
No one should care about this. Somebody saw that post and said, that was weird, right? Like, there's got to be something about, like, that was kind of strange, like, that she put, like, right?
Anonymous sources told Page Six
they thought, oh, they're still together. Let's ask a few questions.
Yes.
Okay, fair.
But I love these anonymous sources who are apparently friends with Andrew Garfield, according to page six. Quote, they ended their relationship amicably a number of weeks ago. If she wanted to clear the air, why did she make the post so vague? From the outside looking in, it seems as though she was denying they split, but they definitely did. It's very confusing why she would do that. I love that. They're so mad at her.
But it's like, who are they? Like, who are his friends? Like, who is speaking for him?
Well, then they reach out to either Alyssa Miller or her friends, because the next day they published this exclusive, why Andrew Garfield's ex Alyssa Miller posted a photo of them after breakup. And the anonymous source said, in no way was she pretending they were still dating. It was a very amicable breakup. She was just tired of them using old photos and also wanted to show that they ended on good terms.
Not to be weird, but this is not a good photo. Like, it's not a good photo.
It's blurry.
It's blurry. He's making a funny face. Like, they don't even look like they are together romantically.
No, not
like,
at all.
It is weird because it's not a good photo. It's
like the photo we took in front of SNL this weekend, in front of the sign. Let's take a quick selfie.
It's just funny that page six had the same thought that you had, like, oh, are they still together? Is that what this is? And then, like, basically his team or whoever his friends are had to deny it. And then in defense of her even posting at all, her team had to be like, she was just having fun.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's like the behind the scenes of this is fun to think about. The behind the scenes of her just being annoyed that page six cares.
It's so funny. Meanwhile, liked by Who Weekly and 90,233 others. Like, that's crazy.
As you pointed out, it's her only post with the comments turned off. Clever girl.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Miller. I'm from California. I'm 22 years old. I have 7 siblings. There's 5 girls and 3 boys, so big family. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
I love Noor Al-Fallah so much. I love Noor Al-Fallah.
Al Pacino had dinner with a legend. I was like, we can't talk about Al Pacino. Like, Al Pacino's A-list supreme. Mm-hmm. But Al Pacino was seen exiting Felix restaurant after enjoying dinner with Mick Jagger's ex-girlfriend, Noor Al-Fallah, 28, in Venice. And I'm like, who is that? And then I realized this woman is truly one of our greats. Not only did she date Mick Jagger, she dated Clint Eastwood. And I'm not talking about back in the day. I'm talking about, like, last month. She's dating these men now.
The Mick Jagger one was more or less confirmed. The Clint Eastwood one was rumored, but the reason it was rumored is really funny. There is a photo of them together, but Clint's driving and she's in the back seat and they're leaving Craig's. And she said it was
he was driving Uber and he picked her up.
He was driving. It's like, yeah, my dad, he's retired. He needs something to do. So he drives Uber now just to like meet people and talk. So Clint is driving her. But the reason the press was like, they're definitely dating, even though she said he's just a family friend, is because there's a precedent of her dating older guys who, I guess,
she dumped Mick Jagger for a billionaire named Dohan.
Yes, she has a type.
Right. And then she split up with him because of their 4-decade age gap. Okay, but clearly that wasn't the issue because now she's dating Al Pacino, maybe.
It's not like he surprised her, like blindsided her 6 months into the relationship and said, Noor, I have to tell you something. I'm actually 81. Like, you know?
I know, it's true. It's like, you look 81. But it's funny because I was like, doesn't Al Pacino date Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend, Camilla's mom? And yeah. I guess they broke up or something. No more double dates for them.
Guess not. So they left this restaurant together recently. Just to do a final recap on her relationship with Mick Jagger, when it was covered, it got one of the great headlines, which was, I can get Noor satisfaction.
A play on her name. Also, she met him through another fucking curse source, because she's a producer. She met Mick Jagger through Brett Ratner. Mm-hmm. Like, truly, like, the bottom of the barrel here talking.
And she is a movie producer. She actually made non-relationship headlines in the fall of last year on Deadline because she changed jobs and now works as a producer at Imagine, is the company owned by Ryan Glazer and Howard.
Brian Glazer is like in a lot of these photos with her, like on her Instagram. And I was like, oh, interesting. She's part of his team. And this dinner that she went to with her date Al Pacino and Jason Momoa and Vito Schnabel, the art guy or whatever, for Julian Schnabel's Love and Squalor or something, like some event or whatever. There's a picture of all of them together with Noor, with Al Pacino.
With Jason Momoa.
And it's just like so funny because, of course, we get to this just through the headlines being like, why is Al Pacino dating like a 28-year-old? Mm-hmm. But this photo was the subject of quite a few headlines because Al Pacino, who's famous for always having his, his iPhone headphones
the white
plugged
ones.
Into his phone. The but classic they're always headphones. Plugged in. Mm-hmm. Like he's never... They're always plugged in. Almost he has this severe fear he's going to lose them, which I fully understand, but the headphones stay plugged in.
Yeah.
The phone is face down so you can see his phone case. And Marie Barty on Twitter noticed this iPhone case, zoomed into it and said, what is Al Pacino's iPhone case have on it? And via the detectives on the internet detectives, it was determined that it is Shrek. It is a Shrek iPhone case. Seriously.
And in case you didn't believe that, people reached out to Al Pacino's daughter, Olivia, who was extremely online, and said, hey, Olivia, is your dad's iPhone case of Shrek? And she said, LOL, yes, it is.
Well, it was funny because there was another photo of the iPhone case, and that photo happened to have Rita Ora and Taika in it. So I was like, this is pretty funny. So it was Al Pacino, Noor, Rita, Taika having an in-depth conversation because of course there's a crossover here, and you see his little iPhone there with the headphones plugged in on the table, and you can tell it's Shrek. It's Shrek.
It's Shrek. It's obviously Shrek. Couldn't be anything but Shrek.
I don't know who did the DM, but hi Olivia, sorry for the random question, but there's a bunch of people including me going crazy on Twitter because they saw a picture of Al in which it seems to be he has a Shrek phone case. Is that possible? Because it would be iconic. LMAO. Anyway, have a nice day.
The person who DM'd Olivia appears to be just someone on Twitter named Lara.
Very nice. Good job, Laura. Good
who followed
good
up
reporting, Laura.
Laura underscore on Twitter seems to have responded to Marie and said, I'm going to take matters into my own hands, and texted Olivia on Instagram. Yes,
perfect.
It is.
Incredible.
Ha ha ha.
Incredible.
I found an interview with her on a website, womanfitness.net, and the interviewer says, what kind of films do you like to produce? What are your favorite movies to date? And her favorite movies are Goodfellas, The Graduate, okay, The Wolf of Wall Street, okay, and Harold and Maude, which I just thought was interesting and poetic, okay, that's cool. Also, her sister, who is another movie producer, Remy Alfala, it seems like their mom is very, like, outspoken and has given interviews before, but I think the dad is just extremely rich and friends with all of these old producers. Like, it really does feel like family friends.
It gives family vibes.
We grew up in Beverly Hills, and my dad is rich and is friends with Brian Grazer.
There's a huge spread of them, of Noor in her house in Hello Magazine, which is like old money vibes. And it says, living the life in the spotlight, high-flying film producer Noor Alfala opens the doors to her family's Beverly Hills home. So not even her home.
It's not even hers.
Home,
yeah.
As she reflects on her high profile romance, which is with Mick Jagger, because this was a few years ago. It feels very rich daddy vibes, not saying like, hey, you know, I'm sure she works at stuff, but it's very...
I'm sure she works too, but it's like, it makes me think that she wasn't actually dating Clint Eastwood. You know, like, oh, that is literally just a family friend. Like, I do believe that wasn't dating, even though she seemed to have actually been dating Mick Jagger. And also, when you go to her IMDb, it's not like there's this robust catalog of movies she's produced, you know? I was looking at there's not often, like, a reason to read comments, but... the deadline comments can be interesting sometimes, I guess simply because it's such an industry publication. So like sometimes there will be people who know or pretend to know in the comments. And there's like weirdly like a big conversation happening in the story about Noor and Remy's deal at Imagine, Brian Glazer's company. And people are like, I know both these girls and their parents definitely didn't hand them anything. They both worked above and beyond to get every opportunity. So freaking inspiring.
It's giving very like, look away, look away. No nepotism here. No nepotism to see here. No nepotism to see here.
Moving on. The Real has official. We talked about this being a rumor, but now it's official. Reported by Variety.
The rumor or not. I think we did believe it. We did. We were kind of like, why would this even be? If this is a rumor, this feels true.
But we have this report at Variety. They confirmed it. Warner Brothers said they, quote, opted to end the show after Fox stations declined to pick up another season. So I guess this is a syndication issue. And the move is not related to the launch of the Jennifer Hudson show. I've seen that all over the place. A lot of people are picking up on that detail where they're like, I guess there's a rumor.
There's a Jennifer Hudson show?
Yeah, her talk show. She's following the trend of like people who were more famous in the aughts.
Is Jennifer Hudson known for being like...
Jennifer Hudson is known for being deeply private.
Right.
You know?
Like, what is the...
It's very weird.
Is there even a trailer for this? Like, I don't even... I couldn't...
There's not a trailer. There's not anything. It's, like, been in the news. It's official. It's happening. But, like, we don't know any details.
That's actually so crazy to me. Sorry. Like, Jennifer Hudson is not known for, like...
She's
like,
not.
When they gave Drew Barrymore a show, when they gave Kelly Clarkson a show, when Jeannie Mai joined The Real, it was like, these things all make sense.
Talkers.
Like, these women are talkers. Busy Phillips, big talker.
Big
like,
talker.
Even Kris Jenner. Oh, makes sense. Big talker. Like... These are celebrities who kind of make their stake as somebody who's, you know.
Or I'm like, I'm a famous friend, you know? I'm around.
Right.
Jennifer Hudson
right, like
is.
Like, people will show up to see me and be on my show because they like me. What the fuck?
It's
even
weird.
Nick Cannon made sense. This makes no sense.
Yeah, because Nick Cannon is like it's an Andy Cohen figure where he could talk for 100 hours and like never slow down. I didn't know anything about this because Jennifer Hudson, and especially after like she's gone through all these family tragedies too, that I think have made her even more closed off from talking to people and like
totally.
Being like
she
a public
totally
figure.
Has.
And
she totally has.
I think, but I also think that is one of the things that has helped her. I think so many people who like the Oscar curse or whatever, I think Jennifer Hudson won the Oscar and then like kind of laid low, and that helps keep you interesting. It's like, that's like the A-list method. It's like, I don't go on, she's on social, she actually does tweet and Instagram, but it's all very like superficial stuff. Like she keeps herself extremely private, and I think that makes her seem way more like themmy and famous and prestigious than she might actually be, because she doesn't actually like work all the time, you know?
Yeah.
It's really weird, but
it's
premieres
just
in the fall.
Because I do, but you're right, like talk show hosts have to be even more vulnerable and open about mm-hmm. their life stuff. Because, like, you see the headlines Drew Barrymore gets, and it's like, Drew Barrymore reveals, like, her sister was mean to her. Like, because she's basically, she's talking to celebs, and she's trying to relate to them, and you're, like, giving more of yourself. Wow, that is so... Anyways, surprising. I'm just surprised. I'm just shocked.
It's weird. It's coming from the Ellen production company, and the showrunners are coming straight from Ellen, Andy Lassner and Mary Connolly. I'm seeing that this is where the rumors are coming from. Fox, they were shopping it to all these networks, and Fox wanted it. Fox TV stations bought it. So I guess they're going to syndicate it, and that's why they're like, this has nothing to do with the reel, that Fox wanted them and not us, because Fox didn't, like, want the reel anymore. The pickup of the Jennifer Hudson Show marks the arrival of a second American Idol alum to the daytime talker space. Of course, Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson, American Idol. Duh. But yeah, so Lonnie Love, the weirdest thing about the reel being canceled is that the only person, as of recording, again, April 11th, the morning of April 11th, the only cast member, host, co-host of The Reel who has commented about this publicly is Lonnie Love. She is the figurehead of the show. She's like the number one of this of The Reel. But she wrote, it's been a busy few days, but I got a call from the studio. No, this is the old one. She goes, in the end, The Reel cast and crew did everything we could to scale the show down. We shot 7 to 8 shows in 3 days. No audience. Made a conference room into a studio. But in my opinion, COVID costs killed this show. It's been a great ride. And thank you to the studio for allowing 8 seasons of a show that was Emmy winning and historic. Most importantly, thank you to the viewers for riding with us. This is not goodbye, but see you all soon.
It was a good show. She's not wrong. But it's interesting to me that COVID killed it, because I feel like, how on the edge of dying was it? Like, what about I get how COVID kills a Broadway show. I get how COVID kills a startup that involves, you know, public space or a restaurant or whatever. But I get a little bit less how COVID kills a TV show.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's weird. Adrian only tweeted about, like, wanting to upload a YouTube video. No one else has said anything publicly, which is a little strange. Like, nothing from Tamara, nothing from Jeannie.
So apparently the last show is in June, so it's actually kind of, like, far from now. So maybe they're waiting until they're saving their sadness.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. And who just got added to The Reel? Garcelle. And nothing from Garcelle yet. Garcelle's still dealing with who threw her book in the trash. I don't really follow.
Erica did.
Now, Garcelle, there has been rumors floating around that you have not been playing any games with Erica Jayne at all this season. But okay, we want to hear it from you directly. Garcelle, what prompted you to unfollow Erica Jayne on social media? Mm-hmm.
Okay, all I can say is she called me something that I did not like. And so therefore, when somebody offends you in a way, I don't want to see her post. I don't want to put a little like. So I thought, I'm going to unfollow her. I don't want to see her post. Did I know it was going to cost World War III? Unfollowing someone is huge, apparently, because it was breaking news all over the place. Yeah. Friends were texting me going, I can't believe you unfollowing her. It's such a big deal. But it is. I guess it's a new way of saying, I don't like you, but I don't want to tell you, so I'm just going to unfollow you.
Or you did tell her, and we just have to wait to watch the episode.
Right, exactly.
But you also unfollowed her. It was a double whammy.
It was a double whammy, and people were outraged.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Rita's in Utah, or was in Utah.
Rita's went to Utah with Kate.
With Kate Moss.
Rita had such a good time at Disneyland with Kate Moss that they planned a trip to Utah.
To the desert.
What's going on here?
They like...
What? They must really like each other.
Literally, they hiked. I mean, they hiked at least long enough to get a photo in what looks like a hiking path on the desert. You know, they were doing stuff.
If you told me this was a green screen, I would also believe you. I'm like,
it's just like Rita's...
What's going on here?
No one has bigger vibes than like... No one has bigger, like, I just want to lay by the pool than Rita Ora. Like, she doesn't want to leave the house where you get the Airbnb.
Kate Moss.
But, like, they're doing stuff out here in Utah.
It's so funny. Meanwhile, they probably like took a private jet right to the spot.
Absolutely. I mean, they posted a photo of themselves in a private jet together, and it says on the road again.
Somebody posted this photo, but they cut off the funniest part back in the studio. You got to see the whole photo. Rita Ora is in the studio in a bikini. This guy, this engineer, is just trying to do his job, and Rita Ora is showing up in literally a bikini and a cover-up with... I'm like, Rita!
She has to be comfortable.
Put a shirt on.
She has to be comfortable.
Oh, my God. It's just so funny to me.
You think studios have a dress code?
Rita Ora is just, like, making music in a bikini. Like, call HR. Can we focus, please?
She's joining Katy Perry, Billie Eilish, The Weeknd, Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, and others at the Global Citizens Stand Up for Ukraine concert. Oh, that already happened on April 8th. It already happened. Okay. The reason we know this is because Katy Perry Activity quoted it, posted it.
Not
thanks, Katy Perry Activity.
Not Katy Perry Activity. You know what was so sad, speaking of Katy Perry Activity? I searched Brooklyn Beckham fan, thinking I'd get some like fan accounts that were active. None of them had been updated since like 2012.
Oh no.
It was like so bleak. Like all of the Brooklyn Beckham fan accounts like stopped, like gave up.
Oh no.
Or were like, I'm over it.
There was one Brooklyn Beckham wedding detail that we didn't mention that I'm just going to save for the end now. That was so funny. So if you're listening this far, you get this detail.
In
January, when the rumor that all the Spice Girlies were going to show up and have their reunion at Brooklyn's wedding, the source who originated this rumor to The Sun, the full quote is so bonkers by the end. Okay. It was a lovely invitation and the girls are all excited to attend. It will be the first time they have all been together socially for some time, so they are looking forward to the chance to really catch up. While Nicola has opted to wear two Valentino dresses on the big day, they will have their pick of Victoria Beckham dresses if they like.
Stop.
This source was like, they're going to come and they've all been told they can wear whatever Victoria Beckham original they want. Stop. Isn't that wild?
Do you think that was required for them to show up? They were like, if you come to this wedding, you have to wear a Victoria Beckham original.
I tried to see what Mel C and Mel B were wearing, but I couldn't get like designer. Like they could easily have been wearing Victoria Beckham originals, but I couldn't see like sourcing of what they were wearing. So if an eagle-eyed listener knows the designer that Scary or Sporty Spice was wearing, let us know, because there's a chance it could have been Victoria Beckham.
But you will be wearing the Mother of the Bride's line.
Isn't that wild? That's such a weird detail to throw into this rumor, which makes me think the rumor was legit. And I believe we're finished. Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Keep calling in at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns. Support us on patreon.com/WHOWEEKLY for bonus episodes, commentaries, newsletter, Discord server, and more. Thank you to Katie and Eric of The Who's for providing our Rita theme song. Thank you to Timmy, our research and editorial assistant, for researching and editorializing. And rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We've been getting more of those. We love to see your ratings and reviewings, and we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
You or Draylor. Yeah,
they want to know.